Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 16. I read for you again these words. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. So far the reading of the text. Last week we heard Peter confess of Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He was commended for that. But then Jesus strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Why would he do that? Why wouldn't he want his disciples to tell anyone, everyone, that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God? Well, we learn the answer to that question in today's gospel. Our text begins, "From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised." This is why Jesus had come. Everything about him and his life was headed in the direction of the cross. And yet, that is not the way of the world. If they're going to have a Messiah, a Savior, they want somebody who's going to be victorious. Somebody who's going to lead the way to a better life. But what Jesus says is not something that the disciples wanted to hear. Betrayal, suffering, death, and resurrection. Peter didn't want to hear that. That's not the kind of Messiah or Savior he or anyone else had in mind. He takes Jesus aside privately and says, "Don't talk this way. God, have mercy that this does not happen to you, Jesus." But Peter's pride had gotten in the way of his faith. His real life fears took over from his trust in the Lord. And he found himself with a big regret over opening his mouth at all. Now, of course, Jesus stopped Peter in his tracks. "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. Your mind is not set on the things of God, but of man." And remember, this was just after Jesus called Peter and his confession the rock on which he would build his church. Now, all of a sudden, Jesus is calling Peter satanic. And while that might sound harsh to us, it was the truth. For the devil was always at work trying to keep Jesus from the cross. In this case, the devil was working through Peter to keep Jesus from going to Jerusalem to suffer and die. But you see, Peter did not understand that the cross was the future Jesus has come for. That the pattern of Jesus' whole life was cross-shaped. And anything that comes before Jesus or gets in the way of Jesus going to the cross is an idol. Whatever occupies our minds and hearts in place of Jesus is satanic. This was not some minor issue for Peter, and it's not some little problem for us. This is a matter of life and death. So what happens when we disagree with Jesus? What happens when our minds are not on Christ? When our hearts shy away from trusting in Christ and deferring to His will? Because He loved Peter, and because Jesus loves us, He calls us out in exactly the same way. Whatever distracts us from Him is an idol, and it's Satan at work. Period. There's no muddy middle. It does not matter if our cause is selfless. Peter was not trying to protect himself. He was trying to protect Jesus. But from whom? From the saving will and purpose of God laid down through the prophets? From the sacrificial death on the cross that would result in forgiveness and salvation for the whole world? No matter how good our motives, what gets between us and Jesus is always an idol. Now, to be sure, we are often distracted by the cares and troubles of this life. We're often distracted by our accomplishments and joys. We are often overcome with regrets over words and actions that cannot be undone. We're often marked with the scars of those words and actions. We're tempted by the pride that presumes to think that we know better than God. And again, all of these are idols. They are all of the devil. And because God loves us, He will call us out and confront these demons and not let us live under the spell, under their spell and darkness, just like He did for Peter. Set your minds on the things of God, says Jesus. Well, what does that mean? This is not left up to us to figure out. Jesus spells it out. Deny yourself. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, as St. Paul puts it. Do not be deceived by an exaggerated sense of your wisdom, ability, or intelligence. Deny yourself and take up your cross. Jesus is not talking about suffering through the trouble you cause yourself without whining. The cross He's talking about is not about making your bed and having to sleep in it. The cross He is talking about is the cross. Your cross is not living with the flawed husband or wife you married, or not getting all the toys that money can buy, or even living with the pain of illness or loss. Your cross is His cross. It became yours in your baptism. You deny yourself in order to know, as Paul said, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Your cross is not some bad choice you made and now you have to live with it. Your cross, again, is the cross. The cross of Christ has become the pattern and shape of your life as a Christian. You live not by earthly power and might, but by forgiveness and love. You live not by the righteousness of your own making, but the righteousness given to you in baptism. You live not as a person alone, but within the community and family of Christ's church. Now, surely the world calls this the loser's path, but in Christ, we see that this is the one and only path to victory. Having been forgiven, we forgive. Having been declared worthy and righteous, we welcome others as Christ welcomes us. Having been touched with mercy and compassion, we act in mercy and compassion to those around us. Having been sought out from the darkness of our sin, idolatry, and self-righteousness, we seek out others with the word of our Lord, with the truth of the law and the gospel. So, what's distracting you? What fills you with regret? What pride makes you think that you know better than God? What self-righteousness tempts you to judge others? These are the idols that God calls out of us. He turns us to Jesus, where we see the cross, where forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love overflows, even to lost sinners. God sets us back on the path of life in Christ, the way of the cross, to live cross-shaped lives of forgiveness, love, mercy, and service. God restores us from our fallen condition to become whole and righteous in Jesus. This is what it means to have your minds set on the things of God. Brothers and sisters, like Peter, we are tempted to hold on to our lives, to the reality around us, even as miserable as it often is. But today, we are bidden to come to God in Christ, to be daily reborn through repentance and forgiveness, and then live the lives that you seek will belong to you, not merely for a brief moment of this mortal life, but for all eternity in Christ Jesus, our Savior. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.